So there's a theme today about the keeping of promises. A few weeks ago, there was a video that we watched, and it was about, actually about North Africa. I won't go into it. Actually, Bob might share something about it in a minute. But one of the question in that video was, what's heaven talking about? And then there was revelation that came out of that question, what's heaven talking about? And I've asked two people to come up here and share, because just this week, they both had an experience where they heard what heaven was talking about. So Bob and Natalie, why don't you come up here, and we'll just kind of walk down here and stand right here. I want you guys to tell these stories, because I think the Lord wants to show you how he's talking about you. I'm going to start with Bob. So, because you're too dangerous. No, I don't know. So, Bob.
Go ahead and tell.
Okay, yeah. Pastor Mike shared a testimony of a missionary from Vineyard who had a dream, and in the dream, the angel asked, I think it was her mother, do you want to know what heaven is talking about? And Mike shared that on the National Day of Prayer, and then he shared it a couple times. And so with that in mind, I had an encounter a couple of weeks ago after a Monday night meeting, and I have no grid for this, you guys. I mean, it's God's grid. So I had an encounter with a room full of angels, about a quarter of the size of this room. And I had woken up, I went back to bed, and I was going into a twilight, and all of a sudden, my bedroom just opens up, and it's just covered with angels, except I didn't know. There were people, and they're all talking, and I mean, I could see it, and I was just like, look back at my bed. My bed's still there, and then there's a room that's just, I don't know how God does this. And they're all talking together in little clusters, kind of like when we do the kind of meet and greet here. I could hear all their voices, and, you know, I'm just startled watching them. And I had just started a new job at Smile Brands, that they're a dentist service provider. And so I had that on my heart. God, what am I supposed to be doing here? And so that's going through my mind. And then this thing about heaven talking about us. So there's a little cluster of people that I thought were people. And it was one of those situations like when you walk up to your friends and they go, oh, we were just talking about you. So one of the people, angels, realized I was standing right next to him, and he just turns around to me, and he goes, oh, you're there at Smile Brands because you're supposed to bring comfort to the people you work with. My knees are shaking, you guys. And I, right when he said that, there was authority of heaven there, and my eyes were open. I knew these were angels, and he spoke like it says in Ephesians, that God predestines good works for us to walk in. And it's like this angel knew about him. Like May 7th, Bob starts at Smile Brands, and he's got this written beforehand that he's supposed to bring comfort to these people. And I share that because everybody here works or goes to school or something. These angels were talking about everybody here individually. Like Allison started a new job. And the angels are talking about Allison. Oh, she's supposed to do this. And I could hear all these conversations, and I'm just watching it. And then the angel just turns back around. And he keeps talking to his friends, I guess, what you call them. And I just was startled. And I was trying to consciously process this. And I knew the gravity of it. So I laid back down, and I thought, okay, is this really happened? I mean, I didn't know, you guys. I mean, it's God's dimension. I don't know how he does it. I went back to sleep and got up, and I went to work, and my eyes were like this big. But the reason I wanted to share this is because it's for everybody. I mean, it's just everything you do. There's so much importance on this. God has predestined these good things. He's written them on the tablets of your heart by the Spirit, like it says in the scriptures, and they're real, and these angels really, really like it. They are so enamored by it because they look at God, and God has predestined these things for you guys, and they are taken up with it, and they're helpers, and they're messengers, and they're spirits of fire, and they come into every aspect. So when I got to work, you know, I'm a data analyst, And so, I mean, I push buttons every day, you know, it's very cerebral. And it's, you know, these people here, at my work, they're God's assignment. So I just freely receive and freely give away. And it was fun, you guys. It was cool.
All right. So well, one of the things we've learned around here is that when God does something like this, we can say, do it again, Lord. There's angels here right now in this room. We just were standing before the throne of grace when we were worshiping with communion. So there's angels here right now. And they're talking about you. There's something that they have for you. And I want you to just sang about waiting on him and listening and hearing what he has to say. And so I want you to take a minute, and then I'm going to have Bob actually pray this over you. I'm going to pray the release of the eyes to see and the ears to hear heaven. It's like heaven's just at hand. That's what the scripture says, right here. Where it's not somewhere far away. It's broken in, and it's here now. And so we have access to hear his voice and to be touched right now by these angels. So I'm just going to give you a minute to be quiet, and then Bob can just pray over you for those eyes to see.
Do it again, God. Open our eyes, Lord. Even in the mundane, even in every little detail, how they, those angels, it's not all about them. It's about your heart reflected on the assignment, upon the destiny that you've given us. I just bless every person here, wherever you are, in your work, in your home, with your kids, in your job. Those especially who do manual labor that's really hard, and those who do easy jobs. I bless the work of your hands. I bless you to see the people in front of you the way God sees them. I just put out your hands and just receive. I just receive what God's giving you. It's right there. And he loves to give to his kids. He loves to give to his kids so they can give it away. I just bless every person for your ears to be anointed and to hear what God is saying to you when you're in conversation with people in the hallway, out in the field, wherever you are, at school. And I bless everybody who just started a new job. And just the Lord commissioned you to go into that place. It's his land, and you've been sent there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, I just want to say something. I feel like the Lord said that you may not hear any or see anything right now, but that something was just activated. What we honor will come to us. So we just honored this testimony. We honored the angels. We honored the thinness of the kingdom breaking in. And so expect now this week and this month there's going to be major fresh revelation about your destiny, about what you're to be doing, where you're at, and right now. Ryan, I want you to come up here and stand here. And Natalie has a testimony similar about heaven speaking.
I can stand here. Hold on, one sec. Bob, I used to think you were like normal, but Bob, just so you know, Bob's like the most like down-to-earth guy ever, but that's why I love when Bob has these things. He's had these visions and encounters, and because I'm like, oh, you can do it with all of us, right? Because I got my prophetic strange friends, and then there's Bob, who's becoming one of my prophetic strange friends. So it's available to everyone. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I like that you're like doing the Bible. That's cool. Okay.
And then on to the strange friend.
I didn't say that.
I had a dream, and I heard I didn't see the Father and the Son, but I heard the Father and the Son say, "Did you see Ryan? Did you see how he did that? Did you see him worship?" And they were going back and forth, talking about Ryan. And then I actually didn't have, they were about to go into my son, Joseph, as well. Whoa, did you see that? It's like the Father and Son are also like, did you see that? Did you see him worship? Did you see when he shared the gospel there? Did you see when he prayed for that person? Did you see when he endured? And they were going back and forth, the Father and Son and the Son and the Father. It was so awesome. So not, I think God was, you know, sharing that it's not just for pastor, you know, it's not just because Ryan's a pastor and a leader of a church. Like he was also doing it over my son who's just kind of beginning life and You know, I mean, not a pastor, not in ministry or anything, but it's for all of you that the Father and the Son are to, did you see that? Did you see that when they didn't get angry there, when they held back or when they forgave or when they thought about me instead of something bad or, you know what I mean? Like the Father and the Son back and forth for every single one of you, for every single one of you in here.
Okay. So I love this. So I've been having this weird thing happening. And I'm going to share a little bit more about this, but I've been having people come to me with dreams consistently about my life. I don't get dreams, but all these people are having dreams about me. So I feel like there's two things. One thing is that God wants to release. You know, this is just Acts chapter 2. God's going to pour out the Spirit. We'll have dreams and visions, right? Remember that part in the Bible? Like, God's doing it. It's weird, but God's actually doing what he talked about in the Bible. And so we like all that. Just we like all the other stuff too. We're gonna like talk about. We're gonna go through the Word of God, and we love to pray, and just we do normal Bible stuff too. But this is normal Bible stuff, right? So if you're hungry for God to hear what God's talking about your life, stand up. And part of this I think is actually the release of dreams. You know, I feel like I love this thing. I am just excited. Actually, I'm more excited when someone else has a dream about my life. That's, I'm like, you had a dream about me, right? I'm like, it's amazing because I really get, I'm like, the Father cares about my life. And so I just feel like if you're hungry, if you want some more insight, destinies, dream stuff, I want Natalie to pray for you. You guys ready? I want to pray for us. All right, here we go.
All right, well. Oh, yes, so we're, oh, God, we just love it that you speak, 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 that you speak. Yes, you speak. We thank you that you speak. Yes, so everyone's saying, but not me. Yes, you. Yes, you. So, Lord, I just release dreams. I release visions. I release encounters in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whoa, whoa. Yes, just open up the veil, Lord. Open up the veil. We long for encounters with you. We long to see more of you. We long, whoa, we long for you, God. Come in the night and visit us. Come in our dreams and visit us. So, yes, just as you've given them so much to me in the last year, I just, yes, I release it in Jesus' name over everyone here. Everyone here. Yes, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Whoa.
I love how Natalie's never excited. It's one of the things I really enjoy about her. You know, I just, there's just, as we sit down, turn to someone around and just bless them. Just bless them. Just bless them. You can pray for them. You can encourage them. Just bless one another.